Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian
and Aria.
Of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Seems like everybody's talking about a dead warmonger today, aren't they?
I don't know. I've been off the internet for the most part all day long. I just happened to see this story that, Colin Powell died.
Yeah, and depending on your political viewpoint, you have a specific. Usually, people have a certain thing that they're expressing about this. People on the pro-vaccine, pro-mandate side of this are blaming the unvaccinated for Colin Powell's death.
Are they? I haven't seen that.
Well, because he was fully vaccinated,
right?
Okay, by his own statements, or his. I think his family posted that information after he died, and there literally are people who are saying that it's the fault of the unvaccinated because they believe that vaccinated people can still get COVID, but only from the unvaccinated.
So, what they. Who told them that?
I don't know.
Because that's not correct at all.
They've been told that unvaccinated people are dangerous.
Right.
They've been told that unvaccinated people are the pandemic. Remember, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated now. Joe Biden has said this. Other people in the media have trotted this particular line out. And so it shouldn't be a surprise when people mindlessly repeat the things that they are hearing. So there's that.
It shouldn't be a surprise, but man, it continually is a surprise. Like when I see the news of Colin Powell's death and I see arguments being made, oh, well, this isn't proof that the vaccine doesn't work or that it doesn't help prevent death or hospitalization. It's just proof that we need more booster shots. I'm left stunned at how stupid people can be. Have they never heard of circular reasoning?
Speaking of booster shots, did you hear the FDA is now likely to approve mixing and matching?
No,
meaning
but
that
didn't they say that was a bad idea? Because that's, not helpful?
Well, remember, whatever it is that they said in the past, all they have to do is say something different, and then people will just forget about whatever it was that they said in the past. There was a, I thought I bookmarked this, but maybe I didn't. There's just a quick story in the Daily Mail today saying that the FDA may be approving the mix and match, meaning that if you got a Pfizer, if you got two Pfizer shots initially and you want to go ahead and get a Johnson & Johnson booster, they're fine with that apparently. Just put all of the things in your veins. We don't care what things you put in your veins. Just put the things we say in your veins.
It's shocking that people are doing this, man.
Yeah.
It's sad, but at some point, I just have to believe that people are going to wake up and start thinking for themselves, and that just looks so unlikely.
Yeah, why would you believe that at this point? The evidence suggests the opposite.
Because it's just getting so absurd. Right, the reason Moderna and Pfizer both exist is because they do fundamentally different things. I mean, they use sort of the same methodology from what I can tell, but the efficacy of the vaccines after 6 months is drastically different, with Pfizer being down to 60-something percent and Moderna still hanging around at 90%. So there's some sort of qualitative difference between these two vaccines. Mixing and matching them seems like bad science.
Yep. But it's in the mainstream media, so, I guess it's going to, maybe it's going to happen. I don't know. I don't have the story in front of me. I thought I bookmarked it, but I didn't. I'll see if I can pull it up later. But back to the dead guy. So Colin Powell. So the other, of course, typical thing that you hear when a politician like this dies is, oh, he was such a great man. Oh, what a good man. Colin Powell. He was the first black whatever the hell he was.
He was the Secretary of State.
There you go. Secretary of State.
That's I only know that because it's in the headline of this article. I didn't know what he was either.
That's basically the Hillary Clinton position I think she held recently prior to Trump, if I recall correctly. That was the position of top killer, basically. They kind of run like the Pentagon or something like that. Isn't that right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what these people do. They're psychopaths and they kill people.
That is definitely what this guy has done. I mean, he was a military guy. He was one of the people who were one of the key liars to get the American people to believe in weapons of mass destruction and invade Iraq and Afghanistan. Remember that?
I remember them repeating the words weapons of mass destruction repeatedly, and I think Jon Stewart, who was then doing The Daily Show, just sort of created a montage of, I think, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney using the phrase, and it was just 50-something times within a span of like 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Because that's all it was. It was brainwashing propaganda. Just like they've been doing with COVID-19, they just repeat things often enough and people will repeat them back and no one ever actually questions whether or not the statements are true.
Now, I just looked up Colin Powell, weapons of mass destruction. Now the media is trying to make him look like he cared after the fact. He regretted it, he said, later on, apparently.
Did he regret?
What?
Did he regret it because it was a bad idea from the beginning or because it didn't turn out the way that he
wanted it to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. So if you want to comment here on whatever's on your mind, mix and matching vaccines, Colin Powell, who, again, fully vaccinated. Oh, yeah. He was 84 years old.
And battling cancer.
Yeah. Maybe that was a factor. I mean, could be. Could just be a factor in the... Well, wait a minute. Isn't the average age of death for an American male like 74 last time I checked, if I recall correctly?
It's at least below 84.
It's way below 84.
So, I mean, this was an 84-year-old guy. I mean, vaccinated or unvaccinated, from everything we've heard about COVID-19 from the very beginning, an 84-year-old cancer patient extremely likely to die from COVID-19 at the age of 84.
An 84-year-old man is extremely likely to die just any day, basically. And I'm actually surprised. Life expectancy apparently has gone up a little bit since the last time I saw the numbers. Okay, this actually includes females. We'll define the male life expectancy. So total, overall, like, people in the United States, it is 78.79 years as of 2019.
And that includes women. So he was already 6 years beyond the average life expectancy of an American.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was soon to die anyway.
For males, according to the numbers posted over at NPR, this again is for 2019, 75.1. So he was almost a decade older than the average American man is when he passes away.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole point of the vaccine is to keep people like Colin Powell, the elderly with comorbidities, with cancer, to keep them safe and not at risk of dying from COVID-19.
This is the claim, yes.
Okay. What good did it do him? Now, they're saying that this is just proof that we need booster shots, but that's not proof that we need booster shots. It's proof that the vaccine, well, it's at least evidence that the vaccine is not doing the one thing they said it was going to do.
Well, remember, this is a religion. Okay, the belief in the state, the omnipotent state, is a religion, and the taking of a vaccine is like a communion, right? Like it's a ritual
yes.
that the people within this religion are doing. And many of them are doing it publicly. They're wearing stickers, to prove that they're vaccinated. They've got masks, which is another kind of religious totem that they have here. And the religious belief
is that he just needed to eat one more of the little Sunday cracker?
Well, no. The religious belief is, and it's a belief because it can't be proven, is that the vaccine will make things better. That it will lessen the severity of... You will still get COVID because it's not really a vaccine, right? Like, vaccines, the old definition used to be that it would prevent a thing from happening.
Right.
So now you can still get the thing that the vaccine was supposed to prevent because it actually doesn't prevent the thing. But if you get the thing the vaccine should have prevented, you can believe that it won't be as severe as had you gotten the thing without the vaccine. That's all that these people literally have. That's it.
I know, and I've seen it. I've seen these people posting saying, well, thank goodness I got the vaccine because I got COVID-19 and I didn't have to be hospitalized when all evidence suggests that vaccinated or not.
You wouldn't have been hospitalized anyway.
Yeah, they would have been just fine. It's just confirmation bias of their own religious beliefs.
And that's what it is. It's truly a belief because you can't prove, you can't compare apples to oranges. You don't know how severe, if you got the vaccine, you don't know how severe year it would have been had you not gotten the vaccine. You can't compare the two of you. You know, there's only one direction you can go to experience life. So it's just ridiculous. And now, of course, you know, you got to have a booster shot. And then, you know, you're going to have another booster shot. 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the dead warmonger or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian and Aria. So I mentioned that I'd seen something about mixing and matching vaccines, possibly getting some level of approval by the federal FDA. And I did find that story, so we can talk about that. Plus, on the way, more supply chain fun with Aria, you've got a story about wine manufacturers are having a tough time putting their packaging together. And, of course, they're not the only ones who are having a difficult time finding critical parts to get their products out the door, including automotive parts manufacturers. So,
I mean, last week we talked about tractors unable to get tires.
Yeah, meaning that farms can't harvest, which could mean food shortages. And so, like, all these things are interlinked. We can talk more about that coming up here. And I do want you to know also about Bitcoin.com, because now's the best time that you could possibly go and learn about Bitcoin. I mean, last week would have been a better time. But now is your best opportunity, is to go, when you get a chance, to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can watch different videos. There's an introductory one that's all of 3 minutes and change, maybe long, not very long at all. So if you're time crunched, you can just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. And if you feel like digging in deeper, they've got more information there as well. So learn as much as you can about this, as much as you feel comfortable, because this technology is not going away. It is likely going to be with us for generations, if not longer. Once again, it's Bitcoin.com. And they also have a great news site. So if you want to get the latest headlines about the world of cryptocurrency, get over to news.bitcoin.com. You and I, Aria, were discussing prior to the show that Bitcoin BTC is right now flirting with, it's a couple thousand dollars away from an all-time high.
Yeah, it seems pretty likely that within the next day or two, it will reach an all-time high. I'm expecting 100K by the end of the year at this rate.
I don't think that's unbelievable. Yeah, I think that's entirely believable, and some might even say it could blast through that at this point. Because if you look at what Bitcoin has done in the past, and again, past performance is not an indicator of what might happen in the future. We don't know if Bitcoin follows patterns or anything like that. We don't really know much about it. It's just, you know, we know about the tech behind it, but we don't know about why the price goes the way it goes.
It's just driven by the market.
Yeah, it's a global marketplace. In fact, somebody was saying on, Twitter the other day, oh, Bitcoin had an all-time high record close. And I said,
the Bitcoin market doesn't close.
Right. When does Bitcoin ever close? Doesn't. It's 24 hours a day. There's not some sort of centralized authority that says, all right, ding, 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 day's over. Go home, everyone. No, while you're sleeping, the Bitcoin price is going up, and it's going down, and it's going up, and it's going down. I mean, so you can't play this market, you know, as long as it's open. It's impossible for one human to, you know, day trade this thing, basically, because it's always changing. But go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about it. We could talk about cryptocurrency, of course, here as well. But we started out with the story about Colin Powell, who is a warmonger and, you know, should not be warmly remembered by anyone, just as all politicians don't deserve to be warmly remembered. And it's like whenever politicians die, it's always all the good. Oh, they're so good. These people are so good. And, oh, look at how he loved his family. And here's a photo with him and a dog. And
see, I don't see a lot of that. Because on the internet, a lot of my friends are libertarians. And they're just, like, joyously celebrating and dancing on his grave. And I don't really agree with that viewpoint either. Because he was someone with a family that loved him and with grandkids and all of that. And, I mean, and his family, that they feel...
Well, we don't know if his grandkids loved him.
That's true.
Yeah.
But presumably someone did.
He might have been a total a-hole to his family. We really have no idea.
But presumably someone loved him. And
there's a good chance,
and there's some people out there who
his
are legitimately sad about his death.
Yeah, like, you know, his mom might have loved him before he became a killer.
One would hope that, you know, people allowed morality to guide their empathy that way, but it doesn't seem like most people do. I mean, most people have a hard time recognizing him as a warmonger.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But he was.
Sure was. No, I agree with you. I don't like the idea of dancing on someone's grave, but I also believe in telling it like it is. And the reality about this guy, you know, I'm not calling names when I say he was a warmonger. That was his job in the U.S. government.
Well, wasn't he a general as well?
I believe he was. Yeah.
So he...
And a politician.
He probably actually killed people personally at some point,
perhaps. He certainly has ordered it.
Yeah.
So...
Undeniably.
You know, there's just... This is common within the United States, even though the U.S. doesn't have a royal family to sort of have that royalty worship thing going on that some people do in countries with, you know, kingdoms or whatever. Here, there's still that factor. It's just not, it's not directed towards a particular family. It's just directed towards the political class. You know, same thing was true with John McCain. When John McCain died, dude was a total warmonger and a total statist, and yet you still see everybody, my friend John McCain. Even the people who are his political opponents come out and say nice things about him. And so Joe Biden,
where the only good thing John McCain ever did was argue for better treatment of people in Guantanamo Bay, because he had been a POW at one point, and he knew how bad it could really be.
Yeah.
But that was probably the only thing I remember him doing that was ever decent.
Well, again, it's just frustrating because the media propagates this, and then, of course, the people regurgitate the things that the media propagates. So instead of remembering how bad politicians are and how untrustworthy they are, and the fact that people still know at some level that politicians are dirt and that they are the scum of the earth.
Well, we never found any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, did we?
He lied.
They all lied. Do you remember back then when they were going on the news with these massively drawn bunkers, almost cartoonish looking, saying, hey, this is what they have. They have all of these mainframes hidden in these caves under the mountains.
Wow, no, I don't remember that.
That is super advanced. And they just made this stuff up.
Turns out it was just Saddam Hussein hiding in a cave.
Yeah, they just completely made it up.
Or in a hole. I think it was found in a hole, if I recall correctly. Hiding.
Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
I'm speaking of Iraq when they were doing that, though. When they were doing the whole, they had these massive labyrinth underground caverns with mainframes and stockpiles of weapons. And
Saddam Hussein was the president of Iraq.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I meant Afghanistan.
Got it.
Okay. I don't know what I said.
Either way, neither place had those things.
Right. And it was the same people orchestrating both of them.
Yeah.
So it just absolutely made it up. No one was held accountable.
Yeah. Look, whenever one of these people dies, it's not like the world becomes a better place, because there's always some other scumbag who's angling for that guy's job. So, I mean, I understand why some people like in the libertarian camp want to celebrate when somebody like this dies, and there's just no point. It's grave dancing number one. It's kind of tasteless, although I do enjoy the memes that, you know, that are coming out, because that's a great way to make a quick point to somebody about how bad this person was. So I'm not saying, like, don't make fun. Like, there's nothing wrong with poking fun at politicians. They deserve it.
They deserve.
And the thing I'm saying, I guess the thing I'm saying here is they still deserve it after they're dead. Because some people say, oh, too soon. Oh, no. What about his family? Well, I'm sorry. If his family cared, they should have convinced him to stop being such a scumbag and quit his job and apologize immediately after he told, you know, however many lies this guy told in his career. Because as a politician, you know, it's just a constant stream of misinformation and lies coming out of their mouths. And he's no different than John McCain or any of these other dead politicians out there. But it doesn't make things any better, because now there's just some young guy that's going to take that position and do the same crap and lie us into war again. We're coming up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate floor opens for business on Monday with a vote on voting rights, where Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell kicks off his remarks reacting to the death of former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell.
It's hard to imagine a more quintessentially American story. A son of Jamaican immigrants, who learned Yiddish from his boyhood neighbors in the Bronx, becomes a four-star general in the United States Army, and serves four presidential administrations.
Federal officials say Americans have lost a pretty penny to pandemic-related fraud. The FTC puts that number at $586 million. That comes as more than 269,000 complaints have been filed from the beginning of last year through the middle of this month. The average loss was almost $400. This is USA Radio News. Today is the deadline for Oregon State employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Democratic Governor Kate Brown issuing the mandate in August requiring state employees, school employees, healthcare workers, and long-term care facility workers to show proof of full vaccination by October 18th. Workers were also allowed to request an exemption for medical reasons or religious beliefs. Some state workers are getting a little extra time to get vaccinated thanks to the deadline extensions negotiated by their unions. That includes executive branch workers who have until November 30th. For generations, Superman's motto was truth, justice, and the American way. But now DC Comics is announcing that the superhero won't be saying America anymore. His new slogan will be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Coming up, mix and match on vaccines. Apparently, that might end up being an officially approved thing. Even Fauci is saying he supports it. We'll look at that here in just a bit. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, supply chain issues hitting the wine manufacturers. Aria will tell us about it, but we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Greg is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry about that. That was my bad. We have you now. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. I want to talk about weapons of mass destruction and what we knew and when we knew it.
All right.
And the dysfunction in our government and political parties. All right. Where do I start? So basically, Clinton, you know, was also, I just read something on CNN, February 13th, 2003, before the invasion, Clinton was supporting also this idea that we don't know what's in Iraq because, you know, Hans Blix, the guy who, from the UN, the inspectors, they were kicked out by Saddam. Very stupid move by Saddam, in my opinion.
Mm.
Also, failure of government.
I don't think it was a stupid move for him to say, hey, Iraq is a sovereign nation and you're no longer permitted to be here, so get out.
Well, the whole concept of sovereign nations is what libertarians are against, I think. And the idea that...
Yes, but I will take a smaller state over a bigger state any day of the week.
Okay, but there's still... What I'm saying is there's still large states, and Iraq definitely was an oppressive state to the Kurds, for example, and others. But I just want to say this, that it was a stupid move by Saddam because inspectors give us facts on the ground. And
allegedly, but I don't trust the UN inspectors any more than I trust the U.S. government or Saddam Hussein.
Well, fine, but it's better than nothing. And what we had in Iran recently was the Iran deal, which put a record number of inspectors and gave them the most access to the country. And remember, these inspectors are not warmongers. They're not people that have weapons. They're people that go around and try to find the weapons. And what I'd like to say is this. So North Korea was developing a nuclear weapon. Was Kim Jong-il at the time, the father, I think, of Kim Jong-un. And what's maybe not well known today is that Clinton negotiated a peace, a treaty with North Korea. It was called the Agreed Framework. If you Google it, Agreed Framework. On his way out, you know, everything was agreed that North Korea would not develop a nuke in exchange for lessening of sanctions and easing of pressure on North Korea. So you would think, okay, great. But when Clinton left, the other party, in this case the Republican Party, completely sort of let the deal die. And they called it appeasement. Well, we saw that North Korea got the nuke. So now the same exact thing played out with Iran, where this time the Republican Party even wrote a letter to Iran saying, you cannot trust our treaties. We can break them as soon as the next administration comes in. They literally said this. And if they were only so honest with the Native Americans, then they would break our treaties. But anyway, my point is the U.S. is always sort of having the schizophrenic thing with the two parties where they undermine each other, and then they basically undermine treaties that they make with the other countries, that the other country eventually gets a nuke. So that's the problem with our foreign policy, one of the many.
Yeah, problems. I mean, the you're not wrong. I mean, you're absolutely correct that these people cannot be trusted. And the, of course, problem with the foreign policy is that it exists at all. I mean, ideally, if the United States government is going to exist, they should stay the hell out of the rest of the world and just accept trade with them. And that's it. No, you know, alliances, right? No entangling alliances. Wasn't there a founding father who said, you know, we shouldn't do that?
I mean, that would be the sensible way to approach this.
Yeah.
And now we have the Non-Proliferation Treaty, right, the UN, which I think China is not a signatory to it. I'm not sure. But they just developed, China just tested and surprised the U.S. with a sort of not a ballistic missile, but a missile that goes to space and then reenters the atmosphere at any point.
Well, it's unclear how surprised the U.S. military really was by this. I mean, I know the media is reporting they're surprised by this, but we don't actually know what the CIA or the NSA or any of these other agencies really knows about the Chinese government.
Exactly. But the fact that they're not a signatory to any of these treaties is even more worrying to me, because I'm in favor of less weapons of mass destruction and less governments creating weapons that can kill people, like robot dogs with mounted sniper rifles and all this other drone stuff that they've come up with.
So I've never been curious enough to look into it. What is the Non-Proliferation Agreement or treaty?
I'm sure it's complex, but essentially the signatories to the treaty, all those countries, agree that they will not develop more nuclear weapons. I'm not an expert on exactly how or why, say, Iran was going to develop one or not develop one. I'm not entirely clear. But what I
is the contention then that the United States hasn't created a new nuclear weapon in the last several decades?
Either that or that they will draw down the number of nukes over time. Honestly, I don't know about that particular non-proliferation treaty, but I do know that they have bilateral agreements with Russia to draw down nukes with the START treaty and all these other things, which I very much welcome, less weapons in the world. But unfortunately, the militaries of the world are developing drones and AI that will then seek and destroy without any humans, and they'll make a lot of more mistakes. Now the government's
right.
Machine.
So now you don't have to worry about a nuclear explosion. It's just going to be an assault by drones dropping less nuclear weapons, non-nuclear bombs upon you. So it's not like that there's any less destructive capability, but certainly I don't disagree with you that nuclear weapons should go away. Well, I do like the idea of nuclear power. Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The number is 603-283-6160, and that's another thing they're not allowed to develop, as I understand it, is new nuclear power facilities. So we're stuck with all the old ones from the 1970s that have, if they haven't been shut down at this point. And, of course, when you have old nuclear facilities made back in the day, you have a much more likelihood of critical errors and, you know, meltdowns and things like that. And they're not allowed to use newer technology that can actually prevent those things from happening, which is stupid.
And, you know, I like the idea of nuclear weapons going away forever, but
yeah.
Pandora's box is open. We can't uninvent that technology.
No, and you also can't trust the government to do what they say they're going to do either, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, we're getting rid of those nuclear weapons. Our nuclear weapons, we're just going to hide them over here where you won't find them.
Yeah, I mean, they exist now. As best as I can tell, the best solution for the existence of nuclear weapons is to allow them to be owned by private individuals. And I'm not joking when I say that. If the U.S. government can have it, we should be able to have it to defend ourselves against the U.S. government.
Yeah, I mean, I do tend to think that if it were possible to just dismantle them all, I would support that direction.
Sure, but it would only take someone with a few million dollars to create a new one. Then they're the only one with the nuke.
Yeah, you can't uninvent the technology.
That's for sure. Tragic. All the more reason we should be cautious in the future about developing things like mRNA vaccine technology when we don't actually give any consideration to the possible long-term ramifications of inventing these things.
Yeah, people don't seem to be very concerned with long-term ramifications. They're just shooting all this stuff up in their veins. According to TheHill.com, Anthony Fauci said Sunday he believes people who have taken the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine will have flexibility to mix and match booster shots based on specific situations. His comments follow an approval by a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel of booster shots for J&J vaccine recipients. He was appearing on Fox News Sunday where he was asked about the possibility of mixing vaccines from different companies. He said, quote, I think what needs to be done, and I believe will be done, is that there will be a degree of flexibility that will be left up to the individual based on their individual situation, he answered. He noted the data so far suggests those who have had the J&J vaccine might benefit more from a shot of a second vaccine produced by Moderna or Pfizer. So he claims that it will give you a higher antibody level, so he claims.
On what basis do they make these claims?
I don't know. Somebody said
priest said so?
Yeah, somebody said something somewhere. We're coming up here, 603-283-6160. So just jam all that stuff in your veins, and you'll be more healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Inviting you to take control of the airwaves. And here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Coming up tomorrow night. I don't think Conan has canceled, so it's,
nope, it's still on.
It is on.
And I am mentally prepared for it this week, so it's good.
And when you say mentally prepared, you mean you had sworn that you would no longer put things like a Carolina Reaper, the world's hottest pepper, in your body. Because you did the chip challenge, right?
Yeah,
last year.
I think the word is pocky. Is it this year?
It was earlier this year, wasn't it?
I think it was very early this year, like January or February. Yeah.
So you did this chip challenge, but you also ate, was it a ghost pepper that same night?
No, it was two Carolina Reapers.
It was Reapers. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was because, you know, I eat a lot of spicy food, so I figured the chip challenge wasn't going to be that bad. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. I mean, it's a little spicy, but no. But the two Carolina Reapers, those got me.
Yeah, and didn't they get you mostly later on? Not so much the moment that you were eating them, but the real punishment was the passing them through your body?
I mean, don't get me wrong, eating them was really unpleasant. Mm-hmm. I was like gargling, half spitting out milk on my front porch at like 2 in the morning. And, you know, that relief, it's so instantaneous. As soon as you're not drinking milk, it comes back.
Comes right back.
Yeah. And it's insanely hot and extremely painful, and it just sits in the back of your throat. And there's nothing you can do about it except try.
Suffer.
Yeah, except suffer. And it stays like that for a good 25 to 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
But, yes, that part doesn't.
How big is one of these things?
These were really tiny, about the size of maybe a large grape.
Okay.
So I assume Conan's are larger because these were actually like, they weren't freezed, they were dehydrated.
Dried up, yeah. Dried up.
Which, from what I can tell, shouldn't affect the capsaicin levels, but it may
Can't
have.
See why it would.
Yeah, but. Anyway, so I'm expecting these to be worse.
Because Conan has grown them fresh in his garden this year. He's freshly harvested these things. He's going to be bringing them here tomorrow night. It'll be after the radio show. So we're not going to do this during the radio show. Otherwise, I'll be down to two co-hosts. This will be internet only, video.freetalklive.com. It'll be on our Odyssey channel, and you'll be able to watch this live. You'll be able to watch Conan and Arya torture themselves for your entertainment, and you don't have to pay a dime to see it. You'll be able to watch it for free.
You're absolutely right, right, though. The next day is the worst part because you feel it at every stage as it goes through your body. And it's not 25 minutes of horrible pain at that point. It's like 6 to 7 hours of just constant burning sensation at some point through your body. It's not fun.
No.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I can only barely imagine this because, I mean, I like spicy foods. I like hot, but I'm not a fiend. Okay, so I'm not interested in taking this challenge. I might have the habanero or something like that, but to go to ghost pepper and then reaper, I don't. That doesn't sound like fun because
it's not.
We've got a place here in Keene. It's a wonderful Jamaican restaurant called Yasso Jamaican. It's on Main Street in Keene. So you're in Keene, New Hampshire, and you want to get some real Jamaican food. Believe it or not, there's actual real Jamaican food here in New England in Keene. But she makes a sauce called murder sauce. And actually, you requested this at one point. This is not on the menu.
It's on the menu now.
Oh, is it really? Like they've actually got it on the actual.
Yeah. If you try to order on DoorDash. Dash or online or something, it actually has
option.
Murder sauce.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't at the time, and so she came up with this thing, which obviously she already had the recipe for this. This is like a Jamaican thing to have Scotch bonnet sauce. And didn't we find out that Scotch bonnets were about on the same level as like a habanero?
Basically? I think so.
Yeah, so it's a pretty spicy pepper, and this sauce can be quite hot at times. It depends on the batch of the peppers and the week or whatever. But there have been times where I've just had some of this murder sauce, and that overnight, I'll have a difficult time getting to sleep because I can like feel it in my bowels, basically, just kind of doing whatever the stomach is trying to do to it down there and pass it through your system, and it's just. I can only imagine that being 10 to 100 times worse is what you're describing with these reapers, right? Because the reaper is a 2 million Scoville unit, and Scoville being the heat measurement of something that's spicy, whereas like a habanero is maybe 100,000 to 300,000 or something like that. So
yeah, roughly 10 times hotter than a habanero.
Yeah.
But in my experience, it really doesn't matter once you get past the 200,000 to 300,000 Scoville mark.
You can't tell the difference.
No, it's just intensely hot and painful. Whether it's a little hotter than the ghost pepper, I couldn't tell you.
I kind of feel the same way about cold weather to some extent. Like, I hate it when it's cold, but I start getting cold at, like, 60. But if it's, you know, below freezing, if it's 20 versus 10 versus 0 versus negative 10, it's like, I have a tough time telling the difference.
That's a really good comparison. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, okay, it's negative 12 degrees, but it doesn't really feel any worse than, 15 degrees.
Yeah.
It sucks to be outside, and that's pretty much where it levels off.
So you'll get to watch this. It's tomorrow night. We're going to take a quick break after the show because we got to do archives and take a bathroom break or whatever. Then we'll come back at video.freetalklive.com. Expect the start time to be approximately 10:30 Eastern time. So join us for that. So since we're talking about food, let's talk about groceries and grocery prices. According to the AP, inflation at the wholesale level, and again, they're talking about price inflation, because remember, inflation is an increase in the money supply. And that is, they've been doing that. They're not slowing that down, and that's why you're seeing prices going up.
It's also because supply is going down because of all of these shipping shortages.
That's true. That is definitely true. But I think the primary reason is the increased money supply. More money chasing the same amount of goods, or in this case, a smaller amount of goods, is going to result in prices going up. And they're not going to come back down because they're going to keep printing more money. Anyway, it's the wholesale price inflation is up 8.6%. in September compared to a year ago. So looking at a 12-month increase.
Now, this means, what does this mean exactly? That people who make meals and stuff like that are having to pay 8% more in order to get
there? Yeah, roughly 9% more at the wholesale level. So to acquire the different products that they need to put together these, the different parts to put together these products or whatever, it's all going up. and it's resulting in an increase at the wholesale level, which means they're going to have to mark the retail prices up as well. And it is the largest advance since the 12-month change was first calculated in 2010. The Labor Department reported Thursday the monthly increase in its producer price index, which measures inflationary pressures before they reach consumers, was 0.5% for September compared to 0.7% in August. The 8.6% rise for that 12 months ending in September compared to an 8.3% for the 12 months ending in August, which had been the previous record 12-month gain. So they set a record in August, and then they set another record, beating the August record in September. Wednesday, the government reported the inflation at the retail level rose 0.4% in September, with consumer price index up 5.4% over the past 12 months. So you have to ask yourself, how is it that if the wholesale price index is up 8.6% over 12 months, how is the consumer price index only up 5.4% in that same time frame?
The obvious answer would be that the companies are just, you know, taking the hit in the reduction of profits, but that doesn't seem like the way the companies would handle this.
Well, it could be for a time, right? Because
sure,
if you've got enough play in your profits to where you can do that and still remain competitive and still pay everybody, then you can do it. It's just over time, it's going to get harder and harder to do because, well, guess what? Those employees, they want to raise.
They need that raise because their food is also now more expensive.
Yeah. So I think that these companies are trying to delay the inevitable. But the other thing to remember is, at least with the consumer price index, now I've never actually even heard of the producer price index. That's the first time I've heard of that one. But the consumer price index, we know that that's highly manipulated. They don't factor in the cost of food or energy into those.
So two of the main things that we need in order to survive don't get factored in?
I believe real estate is not factored into that either, if I recall correctly.
And real estate is way up.
Yeah. So there's you know, a lot of stuff that they just leave out of the consumer price index. And I'm pretty sure it's food. I'll have to double check on that. But definitely energy costs and real estate. I'm pretty sure those are not in there. There's this whole list of things. You're like, what? That's not in there? Yeah, it's not in there because they want to make it look like inflation or the price is going up. Price inflation is not as bad as it actually is.
Well, I mean, it definitely is. And there's also shrinkflation going on, which we talked about repeatedly, and that's only going to get worse as things go forward.
I don't think it can get much worse. I think they've shrunk things down about as much as they can shrink them down. I mean, how much more can you whittle down, a yogurt container? How much more can you whittle down what
you
have
done to one else?
A sick note, you can't. You can't fit that on a spoon.
Aren't they 2 ounces right now?
They're low end, 4 ounce, and you're lucky if you can find anything above 5.3. It's almost impossible, but every now and then you can. There's more coming up here, and, you know, like 64 ounce orange juice containers, you can't find those anymore. More coming up, it's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327.
or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.